Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here on Thursday. It's 7:05 and it's the 14th of August. I can't believe how much time is going by. Linda Bott sitting in with me this morning is the one and only and the most beautiful human being I've collected in my life. I would say is Miss Judy Maxwell.
Oh, good morning. That's awful sweet to say.
I mean it. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure. We always have a good time.
We have a good time. We're going to talk about Medicare. We're going to talk about a lot of your expertise about you and a little bit of we're going to do some John Wayne stuff.
And because we went to the John Wayne studio
and
Fort Worth. The museum at the Stockyards at Fort Worth.
And I couldn't get enough.
I
just thought, you know, your brother and your, but we'll get back to that in a minute because I got to do the things that we, Carl would be just absolutely on nails right now because he so wrote, like, okay, Shasta Regional Medical Center brings us this. We go to David. Good morning. David's at the helm.
Good morning, everybody.
And, yeah, and what day of the special selected day of the year is it?
Hey, it's National Creamsicle Day.
Creamsicle. Oh, those are so good.
Oh, I haven't had one of those.
Well, why didn't you bring us
summer.
One?
It's still summer, guys, you know.
Creamsicle, that's like old fair time. Get a creamsicle.
Oh, yeah, the sherbet and vanilla ice cream mixed together or strawberry. Man, that's just good.
I don't think I've had.
You remember the push-ups? You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what that was.
All right.
Push-pop, yeah.
Push-pop, okay. Creamsicle day. That is very nostalgic.
I know. Well, so are we.
Yeah. All right, so let me get to the weather here. Today it's going to be around 100. We have still have a triple-digit day. Overnight lows of 73. Tomorrow calls for 100 as well. Friday night, overnight lows, mostly clear with 70. Saturday, 93. So we're under the triple digits on Saturday. Now, Saturday night calls for slight chance of thunderstorms and then mostly cloudy. Then on Sunday, we go down 10 degrees to 90, and then on Monday, 90. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for all of your propane and gas needs. It's our weather sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane. And forgive me, both Judy and I are working through summer colds, but we're doing all the stuff that, you know, we're disinfecting and we're taking our NyQuil. We're doing whatever we got to do in order to get through business, right?
Like I said, we're the energized bunnies. We just got to keep on going.
That's right. And yesterday was the first day of school.
Oh, I know.
You think about the beginnings.
And I want to give you a John Wayne quote.
Okay, a John Wayne quote.
That I think that pertains to a lot of people. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. And I think we all had to get on a new saddle yesterday for all the teachers, for all the students going to school. I mean, you're just...
For the parents that are taking their kids and the anticipation.
Oh, yes.
Like, are they going to make it? You know, like for the new kids going to school for the first time.
Well, my grandson, it was a new school, new teacher and all that stuff. So it is pretty scary.
Yes, yes. All right. So we went to... Now, Judy grew up and has a home with her brothers and sister. Brothers are there and family, extended family in Texas. And I had the blessing, going there on a kind of a, not a whim, but I was going to see my friend, but I was able to, you know, couple it up and meet you back at the Dallas airport where your brother and sister-in-law picked us up. And they never complained. They came with us, and they said, let's go to the Stockyards. Well, I don't know how close all that stuff is. So you and I and your brother and Missy went into the John Wayne Museum. We happened into it. It wasn't like we went there for that.
Right. That's correct. It was just kind of right there. It was so, let's go do it. And I tell you what, I remember you saying, oh, my gosh, this gives me chills. And so, anyway.
It was one of the best, well-put, exhibit.
Oh, it was incredible.
I mean, it's in depth and it goes on and on, but it's not on and on like a hall. It's just it's like great architecture. It's beautifully done. The wall of hats.
Oh yes, I was just going to say the wall of hats. I mean, they were so beautifully displayed. It was incredible. But he made over 200 films. I mean, that's an incredible career.
His life's work is his humanitarianism. Mm-hmm. There's a whole section there about, you know, his, what was the name of his ship? I can't think of it. His boat that was a ship that turned to back into a boat that he had, out in Orange County and all the John Ford, the memorabilia of all these movies. And you know, my husband's a big fan. So you brought with you today the John Wayne Code.
The John Wayne Code.
And
We got it at the museum. And I tell you what, there's so many great, great quotes in here. But one of them that is really special. It's the one whenever he's talking about the veterans. And, let's see if I can find that. It says, all battles are fought by scared men who'd rather be someplace else. And that was a quote from his movie Harm's Way. Mm. And it's really true. And we all have a passion for our veterans here, and you guys support them so much. We have so many veterans. We do the Toys for Tots during the Christmas time and stuff. And it's just, this is a great tribute to them because, yeah, none of them want to be there, but it's because of the love of their country. And that was one thing that John Wayne did. He loved America, and he just showed it.
And he was proud about it.
He was so proud about it.
And if you don't like it, he'd be the one to say, well, go home. Well, I want to, you know, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance, you hear us talk about, you hear a commercial, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Let's talk about the fact that you've got two arms.
Right.
And we've always said when we do your live read that we have our insurance with you. And, when we have a question about, medical insurance or with our business insurance or our home insurance, you know, we call you and we talk about, where are we? How is this working? And we've talked to different friends that have all of a sudden either lost their insurance to the fires or their automobile insurance has tripled. I think recently I just sent a friend, they said, I'm just going to go with Maxwell because she does the best, you know, she got me the best rate. So people can come into your office and sit down and have just a true evaluation.
That's absolutely correct. And that's, you know, customer service is where we're at. And that's why it is important to see if you're overinsured, underinsured, understanding, you know, what you're buying and stuff. And so I'm a product of my experiences. And so, I founded Maxwell Insurance and Financial and then Altus Maxwell, which is our home and auto insurance. But it started over 30 years ago, and it was because of life experiences that really gave me the drive to get into it. And we had just moved here in 1991, and then suddenly a little bit later, my husband was in the hospital, and we didn't have any health insurance at the time. We were in between. And so that scared me to death. And then shortly after that, my father passed away, and, you know, they had everything in order. And they, you know, they were savers and planners, and they had all their wills and everything in order. And I go, oh my gosh, I left there. And I said, we don't have anything in order. My husband's very successful, but he's not an insurance planner. And so then that's when I joined Mutual of Omaha in 1993. And I says, I'm going to learn all this stuff to protect my family and anybody else I can help along the way. And then in 2008, life took an unimaginable turn for me when he passed away. And we'd just been to Lake Tahoe a few days before and had a wonderful weekend. And then I said goodbye to him that morning. And then just a few hours later, he was gone. He'd had a massive heart attack just right after I left. And then suddenly I'm a widow with three kids. And so, but you know what? The one thing I found in peace is that I had everything in order.
Oh,
I had
man.
All the life insurance. I had all the wills. I had all the estate planning. I had everything in order. And then that's when this business became my calling because I wanted to help other people to be able to protect their families and maintain their lifestyle.
That, you know, that's a kind of a, I would say, like a Godsmack.
It is.
Where you had this your father passed and you went, oh my gosh, I have nothing in order, and it compelled you to really organize your life, and then your husband passed.
Yeah.
And you had the comfort in that moment, like how horrible to have your life shatter, but at the same time have a ground to be grounded.
Yes.
In the fact that you're not panicking. Like a panic that would come over,
well,
and you're like, what am I going to do?
That's exactly right. And you know what? That's what it allowed us to maintain our lifestyle. And that's why we are protectors of people's lifestyle.
I like that. We are protectors of people's lifestyle. On that note, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Speaking of what it is to take care of yourself and your family, if you got a chip or a crack, you go see Jeff down at Crackmaster. He's been doing it for years. It's a veteran-owned business. He will do you right. We've been going to him since we've moved here for any kind of windshield repair. Instead of having your windshield replaced, you can fix chips and cracks, and some up to 24 inches. Just bring in your vehicle for a free evaluation. We're here with Judy Maxwell. This is Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera. When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling.
Good morning, 720. This is Linda Bott here on KCNR, along with Judy Maxwell, co-hosting with me this morning at 7:30. We will have One Safe Place come in and talk about introducing. We will be introducing one of the stars in the new Dancing with the Stars that's coming up in October. And you just heard the commercial at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have Simpson University. So I asked Judy why Carl is up in the mountains. He's off grid. I told you that, you know, I spoke with him twice, or once was a message. Usually we talk five times a day. And I know he's off grid up in the Modoc Mountains, Warner Hills. So I'll hear from him sometime today, only when he can get cell service. So that's what's happening. I'm so happy to have you with me this morning, Judy Maxwell, and we're talking about insurance. At the break, you said people don't even understand how important umbrella insurance is. Can you share with us what that means?
Okay, umbrella is a liability policy that's over and above the liability coverage in your home and auto or other personal vehicles. And so what it is, if you have $500,000 in liability insurance on your home, and then you have a $2 million umbrella policy, it's gonna, then you, it gives you $2.5 million of liability insurance in the case of somebody comes back and sues you. And so again, protecting your lifestyle. That's, say a couple has a teenage son and he, you know, has a horrible accident and kills somebody. There's gonna be a lawsuit there. And to protect your assets, that gives you $2.5 million that would protect your assets. And so the other thing that, it's an endorsement, it's extremely valuable, is to make sure on any of your liability coverage in your auto that you have uninsured and underinsured motorist. Because if you get hit by somebody who has minimum liability coverage in California, and the minimums here are $30,000 and $60,000, then what happens, then that would pay, you know, you're not going to get very much. But if you have uninsured and underinsured motorist, then your liability kicks in. And say you get paralyzed or you hurt your back for life. Well, if you have an umbrella policy, then you have $2.5 million of liability insurance to cover you if it's an uninsured or underinsured motorist that hits you.
Well, I have a girlfriend right now that's going through insurance hell. She was at a stoplight with her grandkids in the back, mm-hmm. and she was hit from behind. Well, they pulled over, and the gal gave her insurance information, and she's like a month later, she can't open her trunk. She doesn't have any experience of stiffness or anything like that. There are the kids. It was probably a tap, but still enough to make them shake forward. And she can't open her trunk. It's a month later, and the other insurance company has called the gal who hit her 9 times. And she's not picking up her phone. So I was like, something's fishy here.
Well, then she would go to her insurance carrier,
right.
Take care of her. That's going to be on collision. That's not going to be a liability. If they would have been hurt, then that's when your liability coverage
okay.
would have come in too. It'd be her liability insurance, but if she doesn't have enough, mm-hmm. that's when your underinsured would pick up for mm-hmm. you. But here, then you would go to your insurance carrier, mm-hmm. and then that carrier would subrogate to her company.
Okay.
So, you know, she doesn't need to stress over that. She needs to just turn it over to her insurance company.
Okay. Now, let's quickly go, because let's talk about Medicare. And, you know, I have a girlfriend from California that's moved to Texas, and there's a lot of people from California that are moving to Texas, and she was in a church group, and she was talking about somebody about Medicare and the nightmare that they had because they, signed up, and we talked about this on the air once. You got A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. What is all of that?
Well, that's a good question. And so Medicare Part A is hospital coverage. And so that's going to cover you in the hospital. Medicare Part B is the part that you use the most. That's the doctor's visits, the labs, and all that stuff. And then Medicare Part D is for drugs, and that's your prescription drugs. Now, Medicare Part C is for Medicare Advantage, and that's when you have assigned all of your A and B over to an insurance company, and they are managing your care.
Got it.
And so then you're under their rules. And so you're under their list of doctors. And if you have a doctor that's not taking it, then you're out of luck. And up here, we totally discourage people from Medicare Advantage because our doctors and our systems do not support it.
And that's what they're experiencing in Texas. She said, what is it? Because they're saying they were told they were going to save all this money, and then they can't go see their doctors.
What they don't tell you, too, is most of them have between a $7,000 and $10,000 out-of-pocket expense every year. And that's where you really can get into big trouble because, then there's a limited stay in the hospital, then you have to start paying. I ran into one of our clients, and she has a friend in the hospital, and she's up in another state in the Middle East, and she says, she's in the hospital and she's worried about the ambulance ride. She's worried about, you know, having to pay out of pocket and all that stuff. And I says, and you know what? You have a Medicare supplement. You will never have those worries. And so that's, you know, because Medicare Advantage, again, it's managed by whoever the company you sign up with. And just like my doctor here, he says, you know, I wouldn't mind taking Medicare Advantage, but then when I refer people out to a specialist, then the specialist does not take it. They come and yell back at us. And he says, I don't need people talking, you know, I don't need that.
So that's why some of the places aren't taking Medicare. That,
especially up here. Now, where you will find it, Kaiser. Now, Kaiser is a big Medicare Advantage, mm-hmm. but, you know, you stay right there in that mm-hmm. that same place.
My parents.
Yeah. And so in big metropolitan areas, it can work. But the only thing, too, is that if you're traveling or doing anything like that, you know, your Medicare and your Medicare supplement, you can go to any doctor in the whole United States that takes Medicare. You can go to any of the hospitals in the United States. So you have more freedom of mobility with a Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage, because if you're out of their network, then it's only emergency only.
Oh, well, do go on.
Yes. And so the open enrollment for Medicare Part D for drugs starts October 15th, and it goes to December 7th. And so that's when you can change plans for your Medicare drug plan. So that's, you know, that's the open enrollment. And do not assume what you have is good enough, because they're going to change the formulary. They're going to change the price. Open your mail and read it. We've had so many, because some of these plans that may be $1.80, they may go up to $50 next year. So you have to, it's buyer beware when it comes to that.
Really?
Yeah, big time. I mean, and that's happened so many years, and we try to get the word out there, but it is so hard. So that's coming up very soon. That starts October 15th. Now, you can go on Medicare.gov, and you can search for plans. You can enroll yourself on any of the prescription drug plans. You put in your drugs, and they'll come up with all the plans that's available. I mean, we get certified, but that's the one I was telling you last year. That's when Medicare says, hey, we're not paying y'all for anything like that. So anyway.
And all of your staff, this is what I love to share with our listeners. All of your staff, and what we took weeks, you said, hard, long hours to try to get your customers up to date, and it was like it had to happen quickly.
Oh, yeah.
A lot changed in it quick. Yeah.
It was just terrible. But what we did, and we'll do this year, and it worked out so well, we said, look, we don't get paid, but why don't you do a donation to Toys for Tots? And that's what we did. And it worked out so great. And so we will be doing that again this year.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm here with Judy Maxwell, who will be with me this morning, and coming up at the 7:30, like just in a minute, we've got, a great guest with us, Steve Lunkowski, and we cannot wait to share with you Dancing with the Stars this year, Elizabeth as well. We're going to talk about how exciting, breaking some news here in just the next segment, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Wait a minute. Welcome back to our morning show. Here it's Linda Bott on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Always streaming at KCNR1460.com. And if you're driving around and you're dropping your kids off or you're on your way to work and you miss something, you can always go back to the archives. So go to KCNR1460.com and you can hear the segment of the show, because we just heard some valuable information from Judy Maxwell regarding insurance, Medicare, umbrella, all kinds of things. And Judy will be with me throughout the morning. So, we'll get back and we'll fit some things in between. But right now, we just have a special announcement. So we have with us Elizabeth Schroeder. Good morning from One Safe Place.
Good morning.
Good morning. So happy to have you here. And we're launching, you guys are launching, another brand new, look at Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, we're so excited about the cast for Dancing with the Shasta Stars 25. And we have Steve Lonkoski here with us, who's one of our six stars. So that's really fun. This year we're doing our Dancing Through the Decades for Dancing with the Shasta Stars. So that's the theme, but Steve's here.
Good morning.
Dr. Steve. And Steve, you are a renowned veterinarian.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, yes. And you know, I'm involved with the Women's Rodeo Association, and when we first got our beautiful Odina, we brought her into you and had the safe, yummy place with you and your staff, with our horse, and we did the wellness. Like, what is she? Do we want to get this horse? What is she? You know, what's her constitution? You did the X-rays and all that. So, you know, tell us a little bit about Cottonwood Veterinary. Want to go this, we can kind of get an insight about who you are bringing, the fact that you took time today out of your busy schedule, because we all know that you've got critters waiting to be seen.
Well,
that you came
that.
In today.
Yes. So, we have Cottonwood Vet Clinic in Cottonwood. That's the large animal place there in the auction yard. And then we have the Cottonwood Small Animal Clinic, a separate facility, which is just for dogs and cats and other little critters. And we've been at it, we've owned it for, 10, 11 years now, and have grown it quite a bit. We're the only emergency clinic for small animals in the North State now. A few of the other ones have shut down. So we pride ourselves in providing good service, good quality service to the local community.
Well, I didn't know that. And so I've always said, where's the emergency clinic if something happened? When you say small, like Buford,
yeah,
who's 55?
Yep, dogs and cats.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one other for large animals, but traditionally we're the only one.
All right,
for
well,
small
that's
animals.
Great to know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then to be the owner of a building and people and staff and costs, it's a huge undertaking. So congratulations for that.
Well,
you need a hero's cap.
Yeah, it's definitely a job in itself. So I used to work as a veterinarian during the day, and then you run a business at night, but now luckily it's sort of half and half, and I can do all that during the day. So with my business partner as well, too, and my wife that helps me as well.
Is she your business partner?
No, my business partner is Dr. Kevin Terra. So
okay, so you both vets there?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then we have eight other veterinarians as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's a big
thing. Yeah, so there's 10 of us.
That's an operation.
Yeah. So we take care of a lot of animals.
You have a troop.
Yes, we do. We do.
What are your hours?
Traditionally 8 to 5 at both clinics, and then the after hours 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. We used to do 24 hours, but it just got taxing on everybody. We had a high staff turnover rate, and everybody was just burnt out and tired from 3 a.m. calls and then having to come back in the morning. So
they always say give somebody who has a lot of things on their plate one more thing to do, and you could do it well.
That's what my wife said. She's like, when are you going to have time to do this? And I was like, you're right. But it's for a good cause. It's for the women and children and men sometimes of Shasta County. So I'm here to help how I can.
So how were you, and Judy Maxwell is also, Maxwell Insurance since 1993, runs the helm of a lot of people. So we're talking about, business owners. We've been owned this for 16 years. So
nice.
It's a whole different ball game when you're talking to people who have to deal with California law and all
100%.
Of the employees and,
I think it's like 45 employees now. So between myself and my partner and, My wife and our practice manager, who's great, and our team leads and everybody there, we all pitch in and get the job done every day.
So how were you approached? And when you were approached, what was your thought process?
Oh, to do the dancing.
Yeah, to do Dancing with the Stars, well, and actually do two dances with a professional dancer.
Yeah.
And by the way, what's the name of your pro?
Oh, Rochelle Brazil.
Okay, yeah. Rochelle Brazil.
Uh-huh.
So now, what was your, how did you process that when you were
I was actually in the barn treating a horse, and my receptionist comes in to me, and she's like, "Dr. Steve, I have the best news ever." And I was like,
Elizabeth must have called.
Yeah.
She can make you think
that
it's
really
a good idea.
She was really hyping me up, you know, really hyping me up. And then she's like, "They have asked you to be on Shasta's Dancing with the Stars." And I was like, "Okay, I got to get back to work." Okay. You know? She's like, "No, you should really do it." And so, the rest of the day went on, and I kept getting messages from the staff at work, like, "You got to do this, Dr. Steve. We're gonna get shirts that, you know, have your name and your picture in, and come at October 18th when the event is, and root for you, and so you got to do this." So after much conversation with my business partner and my wife about doing it, and then of course I came and toured mm-hmm. the facility a few weeks after that, and I just had to do it.
Okay. So, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So now that when you're doing, you know, you're checking the heartbeat and looking blood work, all the stuff that you do, helping your guys oversee floating teeth and all that other
right.
stuff, you're thinking about your dance.
I'm thinking about the waltz.
Kicking your leg and you're doing a little dip and trying to think like,
right.
okay.
So we're doing Open Arms by Journey, a waltz. Yeah. And then,
I love it.
And then our second one, which we're about to learn, here in the next week or so, is, Shakira's song, Hips Don't Lie.
Oh man.
Yeah. And it'll be a salsa.
Oh,
number.
I get to
yeah.
see you doing that at the barn.
Well, uh-huh. I'm not a dancer, so, this is all quite new to me, and,
did you ever see the movie Full Monty? Oh, it's just funny about these guys, you know, it's about these guys that are steel workers or whatever, and that you've got to see the movie because all of a sudden one's dancing line at the bank and he starts to shake his hips because he's thinking about the song that they're going to be doing. Well,
nice.
It was kind of funny because it was, you know, just watch it. It's hilarious, but it makes me think about like what must be happening with people when you've got to be in, you know, it starts to get in your skin, in your system, and you can't help brushing your teeth and thinking about every move.
Oh, he's going to be
like
dancing
it.
With the horses.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
So, what was it awkward for you when you first went in? You guys picked your dance. Now you've been teamed up with a professional.
Yes.
Was it awkward for you in the beginning, like, where's my hand going? Are we okay? And then all of a sudden you become friends, and it's like, let's just get through this thing. We're going to do it.
Yeah. So between my partner and the choreographer, Bobby Milhouse.
Bobby Milhouse.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
They're helping me out immensely, you know. And sometimes I look at them like a deer in headlights, you know. And they're like, "You can do it. And good job, Steve. You can do it." And so we work through it, and I like to think I'm picking it up.
That's fantastic.
Fairly quickly, but I don't know. We'll see. My real goal is to raise the money for the.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. Now we know that what one of the show aspects of what we're going to see with Steve and his partner, Brazil is her last name.
Yes, yes.
Rochelle. And when we come back, we're going to take an early break. When we're going to come back, let's talk to Elizabeth about, you know, what this night entails, what the dancers, what their responsibility is, what we can look to see. And when he's talking about raising money, how can we help?
Perfect.
Okay. Let's take an early break, David. This is Linda Bott. You can jump in if you have any questions as well. We are very, very excited here, to have, well-known veterinarian Dr. Steve Lankowski and Elizabeth Schroeder from One Safe Place, Dancing with the Stars. Mark your calendars, October 18th. It's going to sell out. So are tickets on sale now?
Tickets will be on sale September 1st.
So okay.
So we're getting very close. Yep.
All right, September 1st. So put that on your calendar to place your calls for October 18th. Okay, we'll be right back here on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Oh, welcome back to KCNR. You might want to put your headphones on in case, I don't know, I think you can hear the show a little bit better. Welcome back. So happy to have you here. 7:48 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's up in the Modoc Mountains on a four-day ride with our beautiful Odina and a group of about 40 guys. It's a guy trip. So they're off-grid. I'm not expecting him to call. He'll call when he can. Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial is my co-host today. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glad to be here. Jump in there if you have any questions.
I sure will.
We have Elizabeth Schroeder and, of course, our Dr. Steve Lankoski on our radio show this morning talking about they're the first people to announce the October 18th, 2025 Dancing with the Stars. Steve is one of the contestants, and we're so excited to hear about, of course, his first time dancing with his professional, Rochelle Brazil. But with us is Elizabeth Schroeder, who is a chief development officer out at One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative. Welcome to the show, and talk with us a little bit about what is new this year, as well as the fundraising aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year with Dancing with the Shasta Stars, we've tried to bring in a little bit more of the programs with One Safe Place. So each of our stars is highlighting one of the programs that we have to serve victims of crime in our community. And so Steve, because of his connection to really some of the emergency work that he's familiar with through the clinic, we he selected the emergency shelter through One Safe Place. So as most people know, you know, One Safe Place is known for the emergency shelter where people can go when they're victims of crime. So we are a One Safe Place is a family justice center, which essentially means we serve victims of all types of crime. We're most well known for the domestic violence, sexual assault type, that side of the work, but we serve victims of all crime. And so to have the emergency shelter available for people in our community to come when they need help, when they are in really an emergency situation, the shelter there is available for people throughout our entire county to come and use that resource when they need to. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that's been really fun this year is getting to have those stars learn about each of the programs that they're spotlighting and then be advocates for that program. So essentially just tell people in the community about that thing that they've now learned a little bit more about. So I know Steve did a tour of the shelter recently.
I did. I was quite impressed, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
So the staff there, the team that works in the shelter, they're helping people through, you know, really, really hard seasons in their lives. So obviously if they're coming to us, if they're coming into the shelter, there isn't another safe place for them to be with, you know, we serve men, women, children. And so it might be a parent with children. It might be a single adult. And so we serve all different types of people in all different walks of life. And, so what was your takeaway from that experience?
Well,
Dr. Steve?
I guess, I was a little naive in the fact I just thought it would be a women's shelter, right? But then I got there and saw the play sets and the playroom and the books. And so that really drew my attention to, there's a lot of children here, too. And then, of course, you know, that pulls at your heartstrings, right? So that was another driving force for me is it's not just men and women but children, right, which are more important than us adults, right?
Well, absolutely, but every person at one time was a little kid. Correct. And it seems like there is sometimes, you know, if you come from a domestic abusive background, a lot of times if you don't get the right kind of therapy and help, this kind of becomes a pattern in life. So these are some of the programs that One Safe Place has as well, as far as therapy to help people get through dealing with trauma.
Yeah, we have a crisis intake. So when somebody comes in immediately after a crisis or in crisis, we have a team that can help them through that. And then our process really is to determine if that person, if those individuals, maybe adult children, if the best place for them is the shelter, or if they have another place to go. And so whichever way that goes, there's still also support through case management and things like that to walk them through an experience they've had. So really, whether or not they come into our emergency shelter, there are solutions and there's help and resources, and we have a legal support team. So we have an incredible group of people who help with restraining orders, temporary restraining orders, if that's an issue, that if that's to need custody arrangements, things like that. So because sometimes that legal support is the first step as well. So emergency shelter, case management, advocacy, so client family advocacy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, we have referrals to behavioral health and therapy, real, you know, working with clinicians to help with that side too. So to, just like you said, Linda, to really kind of that generational trauma, that repeating cycle,
right,
sometimes.
That becomes a comfort zone.
Yeah.
And people don't know how to do anything else because this has been, it's almost like a habit, like a way of life. Like my life isn't normal if I don't have all this trauma in my life.
And
how do you break that cycle?
Right. And so sometimes people don't even realize that they're in that cycle. They don't know that this is not a healthy relationship. That's not what, you know, relationship really should be. And so trying to help them just to, for themselves first, to make sure that they're stable, to make sure that they are have a good foundation, and then they can get all the resources available to them. But really, it is up to that individual who's coming to us to determine when they're ready to have a different path and to get on that different path.
And this is why it's important, I think, to have you on our show with our stars and to do these little incremental pieces of information for our listeners to know all that goes on under the umbrella. It's One Safe Place. Also, Arch Collaborative, the Arch meaning all of the things, the collaboration. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you've got some more information that you wanted to share with our listeners this morning about other stars are going to be coming on and what's new with the show.
Absolutely. So I'm so excited that you've given us this opportunity to come onto your show. So I'm really hoping that our other stars will get the opportunity
to
do that
please.
As well. We're super excited. The other thing that is new this year for Dancing with Shasta Stars is we have determined that it's time to highlight some of the people who've kind of come before, who've done Dancing with the Stars, who've also been such an integral part of making this type of work happen. So who are out there advocating for One Safe Place and really just shining the light on the services in our community. So this year we've rolled out the red carpet for our Kings and Queens of Reading. And I'm so excited that Linda, you and Carl are our first King and Queen. So, so excited.
Congratulations.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Now, Carl did dance with Kathy Babcock.
Yes.
As a contestant maybe 8 years ago, and he did win Judge's Choice Awards.
He was a great star.
Yeah. And he was wonderful, and Kathy's little, and he could pick her up and do all this stuff. Now we're dancing, now many years later, but yeah, we're excited about
that. You're gonna be great.
And I have Bobby Milhouse choreograph us. That to me, and the fact that we can be part of this new program, this newness of exploring and being able to get the word out is really exciting for us, and have people like the quality of Steve and these dancers. It's very exciting.
Well, and we're so excited that you and Carl said yes, because really, I mean, you've been part of the show so often, and Carl has as well. So that's just so exciting for us.
And then we have Todd. The Joneses.
And then we have Todd and Erica, who are our other King and Queen, and really highlighting them, because, you know, they're out doing the thing they're the up and coming, right?
Yes.
So the up and coming King and Queen. And so, it's really, really fun to get to have this kind of new aspect of the show, and both of you are going to dance a single dance, which is really fun. But yeah, working with Bobby
Milhouse. No, we're not competing. We're just kind of going out there and doing a little, you know, like a little chocolate kiss.
Right. And it's our way to honor the history there, too.
That is so awesome. So when can I buy tickets?
So tickets will go on sale September 1st for the show through the Cascade website, of course. And then between now and September, between now and October 18th, when the show actually is, there's an opportunity to support all of our stars, because part of their commitment, of course, we kind of touched on it, but is to raise money for One Safe Place. So every dollar that's raised goes directly to One Safe Place and the services provided. And so all throughout the rest of until the show, really, you can support the stars, through their fundraising events. So we have some that are doing, actual events. There's going to be some really, really fun things coming out. I know one of our stars is Christina Prosperi, who owns True Ride Studios, and so she's going to host a fundraiser through her studio. Dr. Steve has been doing a lot of outreach to his community, to his clients, friends.
Yeah.
And really, they have stepped up. Oh, my goodness. It's already just so incredible.
Well, I'm a little competitive, so I hope I win the dancing part, but I'd love to win the donation part as well. So.
Can you find out about those fundraisers on the website?
So we're listing the fundraisers for each of the stars on our website, ospshasta.org. And then also you can go to ospshasta.org to support all of the stars.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
And if you've ever been a client at Cottonwood Vet or Cottonwood Small Animal Clinic, I've sent you an email asking you to donate in my name.
He's so honest.
You can either go to the website.
I'm sure it's in my mail.
Yeah. Or actually on the Cottonwood Vet clinic.com website, I have a spot where you can donate in my name as well.
And people have stepped up and have done that. And it's been really, really cool to see the community
we
support.
We all appreciate it for sure.
So that's on there now.
It's on there now.
OSP.org.
OSPShasta.org. Yep.
OSPShasta.org. Okay.
Yep.
That's important to know, everybody that's listening. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Hope to have you on again right before the show.
I appreciate
And yeah, I have to bring in your pro, Rochelle.
Okay.
And we'll talk about like where you are now and then the fundraising aspect. Elizabeth, I expect to have you on again soon with another contestant.
Absolutely.
And Carl will be here, and we'll just have a great time.
That is awesome. Yeah. Good luck, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much.
Judy Maxwell is with me. This is Linda Bott. We're going to take a break here. We have Simpson College coming on next. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio, streaming all the time, all over the world. KCNR1460.com. Hope to hear from you in Sweden and Greenland and all these different places where you send us emails and texts and keep loving on us, and we'll keep loving on you. We'll be right back.
Of Alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades plans to open a second immigration detention center. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it will be housed at a state prison in North Florida and will be launched with 1,300 beds, although state officials say that number could be expanded to 2,000. Alligator Alcatraz, meanwhile, is the subject of a court fight. President Trump is warning his Russian counterpart of severe consequences if the bloodshed in Ukraine does not end soon. The warning comes ahead of tomorrow's Alaska meeting of Mr. Trump and Russian President Putin. And President Trump says he has spoken with Ukraine's leader.
We had a very good call. He was on the call. President Zelensky was on the call.
European leaders also attended the virtual meeting. The president said he hopes the Putin summit will lead to a second meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table.
Zelensky told European leaders that Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. Donald Trump later warned of very severe consequences if Russia doesn't end the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump says he will be asking Congress for more time, requesting an extension of federal supervision of Washington City Police Force beyond 30 days.
We're going to want extensions. I don't want to call national emergency. If I have to, I will. But I think the Republicans in Congress will approve this pretty much unanimously.
Some demonstrators took to the streets of D.C. yesterday, protesting the president's attempt to restore law and order to the capital city. Fierce storms pounded parts of New York and New Jersey, Delaware and Pennsylvania last night, flooding reported across the region. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 98 points, while the Nasdaq trading 3 points higher, and the S&P 500 index currently 2 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Both China and Japan are commemorating a World War II anniversary, but as correspondent Ken Moritsugu explains, they're doing so on different days.
This year is the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. In Asia, both Japan and China will mark the anniversary, but on different dates. For Japan, it's August 15th. That's the day that Emperor Hirohito announced Japan's surrender in 1945. But it wasn't until September 2nd, 18 days later, that Japan formally surrendered on board the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. China has designated the following day, September 3rd, as Victory Day. It is holding a major military parade with tanks, missiles, and fighter jets in Beijing. Japan's ceremony on August 15th is a more solemn one to remember the victims of the war.
Find more details, news, and analysis at townhall.com. A big appliance manufacturer is moving more production to the United States.
GE Appliances says it's investing more than $3 billion to expand U.S. operations. Part of that will involve shifting production of refrigerators, gas ranges, and water heaters out of China and Mexico. The company says it expects to add more than 1,000 jobs and modernize its U.S. plants over the next 5 years. The first phase will begin at plants in Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Most of GE Appliances' production is already in the United States, but the plan will transfer more work to domestic plants. I'm Ben Thomas.
An official says three sheriff's deputies injured in gunfire while executing warrants in Southern Virginia were shaken up, but otherwise are okay. The suspected gunman's in custody. The deputies all appear to have been wounded by shrapnel, none directly hit by gunfire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this beautiful Thursday edition of Free Fire Radio. Linda Bott, and I'm here with, hear that car?
I hear that.
With Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Financial and Insurance. I just love you being here.
Good morning, yes.
Co-hosting with me today, sitting in Carl's chair as the major host co-host does. Carl is, I wouldn't say he's on assignment. He's really on a guide trip up in the mountains on the horse, who, by the way, the last guy that was here, Steve, was the initial vet when we bought our horse. What am I getting? What's under the hood? So they have to do the x-rays on the hooves and the teeth and, like, what am I getting? And do we really want to do this? So, you know, we took, and so he was great. And that whole veterinary out in Cottonwood, they were fantastic. So anyway, Carl's on that horse up with a bunch of guys only, and it's called the Modoc Run. And I guess they've been doing this for 40, 50 years. I don't know. Grandparents, it's generational. And they're up. They bring in professional chefs. These guys, they're on a cot sleeping outside, but I mean, you know, they bring in cattle and they do roundups. And so it's just a great off the grid getaway. You know, Carl was a Marine for 33 years and then all of a sudden became domesticated and bought a business.
I bet they have a special wagon for the whiskey.
That's right. And they've got beer. Of course, about every 30 or 40 minutes is a beer stop. I don't know. It's a good visual. So whatever it is, I mean, you know, what goes on up in Modoc and them their hills stays in them their hills. So anyway, I'm here. I'm happy to be here. And Judy has just delighted my morning. And then in this hour, we've got Margie Cunningham, and we're going to get to her in a minute. But first, we're going to do a quick what day of the week it is, but first we're going to go to the weather. It's going to be 100 degrees today, overnight lows of 73, Friday calls for, that's tomorrow, 100 degrees, mostly clear skies tomorrow night with 70 Saturday. Now we're going down about 7 degrees on Saturday to about 93 Saturday night. Looks like we're going down to 70. We may have some slight thunder showers, but we don't mind that we're in the lower temperatures when this, you know, hopefully those storms, you know, those thunder showers are very slight. It's Sunday night, mostly clear with 64, and Monday as well, down 90. So we're down under those triple digits because I know, that we have been stuck in this, like, blanket of a hot. We can't seem to get out of the hot. So now we're going to look forward to getting out of that heat wave that we've been in. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson. It's the Kinney family, veteran-owned business. Always giving seniors and veterans, finding those hard-to-go places, they'll get there, they'll help you, they'll assist you. And they also do angel work. The Kinney family are pretty amazing people, and they don't boast about it either. So we like to boast for them because they're amazing. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, David, how are you on this 8 o'clock hour?
Good morning. I'm more awake than I was the last hour.
And? What do we have as far as like?
Not only is it National Creamsicle Day, but it's also National Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Oh,
this one
so
requires
cool.
a little explanation.
Okay, let's talk about
While
that.
While code talkers were instrumental during World War II, the United States military used the Native American language in their coded messages. So each year on August 14th, the National Navajo Code Talkers Day honors the contributions of the Native Americans who brought their unique abilities to the World War II effort.
I love that. There is a great movie. I don't remember the
name. It's called Code Talkers.
Code Talkers.
Yes.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, it's just amazing.
And Carl, when he was a Marine, he still keeps very tightly and close, especially in Marine Corps ball time, which is November 10th, their birthday. I think they're celebrating 250. It's a big milestone this year with a Navajo that he roomed with, and they did all kinds of, you know, rooming isn't right the term, but, you know, they were in some battles and some backwoods together. And he was also he's got a great, I wish he was here because he could really give you some great stories on the code talkers. They were able to break codes, or we could talk in codes that the Japanese at that point could not,
understand.
So we have a deep appreciation, for our code talkers. David.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to our guests.
Okay.
We have Margie.
Yes.
Cunningham.
Kennedy.
Oh, I thought we said, okay, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, where did I get the, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, we have Margie Kennedy, is Assistant Director of Non-Traditional Admissions from Simpson. This is your moment to talk to us all about Simpson, and let's highlight what you do. And
yeah.
What does that mean, Assistant Director of Non-Traditional Admissions?
Yeah, so non-traditional admissions includes all of our adult students. So we have a degree completion program. It has options for majors fully online. So this accommodates adults who have full-time jobs, families, other things that they're trying to balance in their life. So the degree completion program is a great option for them. And then it also includes admissions for all of our graduate programs. So we have a master in business. We've got our Tozer Seminary. We have counseling psychology. So we've got quite a few master's programs that we, my department oversees the admissions for those as well.
And you know, that is an amazing spot to be because you have students who are serious. And they're not there to play. They're not there to, you know, the young ones kind of get distracted. But here, these people have a purpose and they want to learn. And that's really exciting thing to be around that part.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed working with the adult population. I did start out in the traditional admissions. And you're right. High schoolers are a whole different ballgame when you're trying to recruit them to a college or university. So adult students, you know, they call and reach out because they're interested and they want to hear, you know, how you can help support them on their journey towards accomplishing their goals.
Can you give us a story of maybe highlighting a particular person that touched you that came in as an adult and got their degree?
Yeah, one of my friends, Rosalind Duran, she just graduated this past spring, and I had worked with her at my previous job, mom of two boys, you know, one of them had gone through some health issues, and she always had just put her family first, and I kept telling her, Rose, you're gonna be such a great teacher someday. She always said, like, that was her ultimate goal, and, not even 2 years ago, she reached out and she said, I think the time's right. And so I helped her. We did a transfer evaluation to see how everything she'd done over at Shasta College, how that would transfer over. She needed a couple more classes, so I helped her get those figured out so that when she came to Simpson, she was set up to be successful. She got through in her 3 semesters, so it just took her 1 year, which
wow.
is pretty typical for our degree completion program. Usually it won't take more than 3 or 4 semesters, but yeah, she graduated with honors, you know, high GPA, of course, and, now she is starting out in her successful teaching career, which is what her heart had always wanted to do. So
teaching.
Mm-hmm. Takes well, a special when, person for teaching.
Well,
I
when
think.
Carl came back, when he retired, out of the Marine Corps and he moved to Reading, he used his, VA. What is it? Yeah.
Yeah, VA benefits.
What's it called? GI, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Excuse me. I mean, I help me here. And he went to Simpson and he got his whatever because he was credentialed in Virginia, but he hadn't been credentialed here.
Okay.
So he had to go get his credentials and then he went out and he was a sub.
Nice.
Subbed all over the place.
Oh,
and he
cool.
did that
I
for,
that.
Yeah, I did it about 6 months to 7 months. Like, you know, what am I going to do? I got to teach. So he did 4th, 5th, and 6th grade and then some harder schools. You know what I mean? Schools with cages and locks and stuff.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in one of his classes.
Oh, yeah. He loved 4th grade.
Aw, that's a fun age.
Yeah.
I've got a 6th grader who just started school yesterday.
Oh, so. How was it for you?
Yesterday went okay. This morning was a little bit more chaotic.
Now, why was that?
I think they just realized that it wasn't just a one-off thing. We get to keep doing this.
Yes. Is that amazing? So then... So now, but being in sixth, now where does your child go?
He's at our STEM Academy
okay.
on Oasis Road.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah, it's been a great school.
Yeah, I bet. So, tell us more about degree completion.
Yeah, so our degree completion program, we have a new director. Her name is Angie Hurtado. So we're so delighted to have her. She worked in degree completion, years ago, so she's got a lot of experience with the program. We're working to rebuild our relationships with Shasta College and some of our other feeder schools, such as College of Siskiyou, Lassen College, Feather River, Butte College, and some other, you know, local junior colleges. So we get a lot of students who will complete their academic work there and then transfer over for their major. We have 5 majors that we offer now. So we've got business. We have criminal justice, which is our newest one. So it's growing. There's a ton of interest from the local community and tons of demand in the workforce for people with a criminal justice bachelor's degree. We also have social welfare. We have our psychology program, and then finally, as we talked about, our teacher education, which is liberal studies.
More with Simpson when we come back here on KCNR.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates.
Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this Battle of the Hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to KCNR on our morning Thursday show. This is Free Fire Radio. Thank you so much. Joining me is Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance. This is Linda Bott. And, you know, Shasta Regional brings us this portion. They do lung screening, by the way. The lung nodule screening program provides patients with patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before before they progress into lung cancer. The goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with low dose computer tomographic screening. That's a mouthful, but you know what I'm talking about. The only dose screening north of Sacramento, low dose. Get important detail on the website of ShastaRegional.com. All right, so welcome back. We've got Margie Kennedy from Simpson University, and Judy, I know at the break, we don't want to give it all away at the break. We got to talk about it on the air.
Well, I was just saying, one of the events I love to go to in the fall is your business luncheon. So when is that going to be and who's going to be speaking?
Yeah, that's coming up soon, September 30th on our campus. It's a Tuesday. Our Office of Advancement is in charge of the business luncheon, and tables are going quickly. It always sells out, so we're happy to talk to you if you're interested in coming. We'd love to have both of you. This year we have Billy Mills coming. He is an Olympic gold medalist, kind of came out of nowhere and won the, I believe, 10,000 kilometer race in the Olympics, you know, back in the, I think, 60s maybe. So,
Well, awesome, because I really, really love going to that. So that's good to know. So,
and so he'll be your keynote speaker, and you said like he was an underdog. So we always love to hear, at these luncheons, you always have phenomenal speakers that motivate in how they became a world champion or they became the top of their field.
Yes, exactly. He's going to be a great motivational speaker. I think he'll have a lot of really important things to say. And, you know, it's easy to get bogged down in your day-to-day. So just to have something like that to look forward to and someone who can inspire you and give you some fresh insight is always a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, Margie Kennedy is our guest, if you're just tuning in, and she's the Assistant Director of Non-Traditional Admissions out at Simpson University. And we always love to hear about your online, your hybrid programs, your advanced degrees. You have an MOA. Can you share with us some of your higher degrees besides the MBA? And we're going to talk a little bit about the veterans area and the new area that's being built, but about some of these advanced degrees that are now offered at Simpson.
Yeah, so we have some graduate degree programs. We've got our School of Education, so you can come and get your master's in education if you've already been teaching. You can also add an administrative credential, so that's all through our School of Education. We've got our Tozer Seminary. So our Tozer Seminary is for people who are wanting to develop, you know, their to become a minister or a leader in their church. So you can do a Master of Divinity, you can do a Master in Ministry Leadership, and you can do a Master in Community Counseling. So that's a non-certified counseling position that you can do. And that's just a one-year, 36-credit program. So,
well, you were talking about how, you know, adults, and you were in the non-traditional, and so they're going back to your friend that was going back and getting her degree and stuff. What a wonderful example they set for their kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can show your kids, you know, by furthering your education that they can do it. Mm-hmm. And it's great experience, too, when you're helping your children try to apply to schools and go to schools. You know, if your child is a first-generation college student, there's a lot of challenges that you just, if you haven't been through it yourself, how do you support that child? So we offer a lot of those services at Simpson, but to be able to show your kid, like, you can do it and balance family life, a job, and school is a unique challenge for our adult and graduate students.
It is,
for sure.
But you're giving a great example to your children.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, my mother was a great example because at 52 years old, she had a full-time job at Aerojet and finally got her BA. And
awesome.
She worked, I just remember, she worked and she would read and study, and she went to San Francisco State to get her hat and gown. I've got it, her picture up on, you know, out in my house right now. You know, sometimes you change pictures out. And I just thought this is such a inspirational aspect of what my mom, how hard she worked. And I remember when we lived in Placerville, we would go out to, swimming hole. She was always studying. Mm-hmm. She, by God, you know, she never got her college degree. She got married at 20 and then had kids and had my brother. And I think that always made her feel like, I have to get my degree. So she got her degree, and at that time Aerojet helped her do that. So I think there's something to be said about somebody feeling feeling a sense of being completed with a degree.
Yeah,
oh,
and
totally
an accomplishment
agree.
For sure. And, you know, just hearing that story, it makes me want to encourage people, because sometimes we'll get people that will call in and say, oh, maybe I'm just too old for this. And I just want to encourage those people. You're never too old. We love a lifelong learner. We even have Simpson for Seniors through our advancement mm-hmm. office. So even for people who are just wanting to learn and expand their knowledge base, not necessarily for credit, we do have places for you at Simpson.
Well, I was the first person in my family to get a degree. And I tell you what, you know, I was in the dark. I didn't know what to do and all this stuff. And the counselors give you great guidance. But then when I moved to Houston, I worked at Exxon. I, you know, went to work from 8 to 5, and then I went to night school at University of Houston from 6 to 10, four nights a week. I didn't know anything about student loans. You just, you know, eat lots of rice and beans or whatever, you know. But, you know, you just do it. And I know what it's like, because I, you know, being there, and it's, you have that desire. You're there because you want to be there. You want to get that accomplished. And I was a math person. My degree's in finance, and so I was generally about the only girl in the class because, you know, that was generally more towards the men.
Male-dominated,
yeah.
For sure.
So, but
that's a great story, Judy, and that is also inspirational for our listeners, you know, because I know there's people out there that feel like, well, maybe I can do this.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do this. When we come back after a break, let's talk about the scholarship that, and we talk about, like, those who can perhaps after they got their JC, you know, get their JC to AA, and then coming into, you know, what it is to stay locally and how affordable that can be. Let's take an early break here, David, and we'll be right back here on KCNR.
Life is waiting. Tickets includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redden Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
David, you're so good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're just like pump it up with the music coming in. We like to... we need it this morning. Hello,
well, we were
everybody.
Doing a lot of girl talking.
We were talking about scholarships, and you had a great story. Welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott, and we're Free Fire Radio. I know Carl always says Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's gone. He's always here in spirit, though. I'm surprised he hasn't called in, because usually within cell sight, he's going to call in, and, you know, he's got to know what's going on. But, you know, Carl got his teaching credential out at Simpson. And with us this morning, we are talking with our Associate Director of Non-Traditional Admissions, Margie Kennedy. At the break, we were talking about scholarships. And, Judy, your personal story about how when you were in college, you were trying to pencil out.
Oh, absolutely. And there was, like I was saying, there was one semester I couldn't, I couldn't afford the tuition. And so I didn't know what I was going to do, but a few days before registration closed, I got a call from the Women's Board of Realtors in Houston, and they offered me a scholarship. And I tell you what, they made all the difference in the world. It got me over the hump and allowed me to finish. But it was my counselor who recommended that scholarship. And I cannot tell you enough how valuable the relationship with the counselor is. And that's what you do, Margie.
Yeah, that's how I started out at Simpson, as an admissions counselor. Now I help oversee a team of admissions counselors, but that is the biggest part of our job, is developing those relationships with our students and trying to connect them with resources either on campus or within the community so that they can be successful, whether it's financial support, you know, if we need to connect them to some resources for housing assistance. Even if we don't offer something at Simpson, we can still, as their admissions counselor, try and connect them to resources so that they can be stable and a successful student.
So admissions counselor, I'm seeing starting to come clear now as far as you overseeing a group. You have been a former counselor, still a counselor, always a counselor.
Yes.
And then, so you're overseeing a group of counselors so that when people come, it's like, I don't know what to do, and then they sit down and they try to develop, help you with a program. Okay, you have this many credits, you need these classes, how about that? And you get to know the inside of what the student is dealing, their hardships, how to get them through.
Exactly. We don't want to just bring them into Simpson to be another number. We want them to come so that they're set up to be successful. So if that means taking a few more classes somewhere else before they come, then that's okay. We'll support them. We'll make sure they're taking the right classes so that when they come to us, they're ready to go with their major and they can get through as quickly as possible, with their financial priorities in mind.
And that is such a key because – you know, taking classes that are not transferable, that's such a waste. And so getting with a counselor is just invaluable.
Yeah, even if students are just starting out at another junior college, we always recommend get in contact with us and stay in contact with us so we can keep your transfer evaluation updated every single semester. That way, there's no surprises, you're not missing anything, and, you know, you can get it all taken care of over there before you come to Simpson.
Well, I know a lot of kids that have just graduated this past year, and they're going to Shasta because, my goodness, that's 2 years that, you know, that's paid for. And so then they can begin their college tour and everything. But, you know, getting the word out of what you all do after that is, I think, what the kids need to know.
Yeah, so something really exciting that we launched this year is our North State Promise Scholarship. It's available to local students in Northern California. And those students, they'll, like you said, they graduate high school. Maybe they'll go to Shasta for a year, maybe even 2 years. And then they'll look, okay, where am I going to head for my bachelor's degree? Well, we want those students to know that Simpson is an affordable option in their very backyard. They could potentially commute from home, or we'd love to welcome them onto campus to be part of the community that lives there in our residence halls. But the North State Promise Scholarship, it's a 50% tuition discount for those local students transferring in from a junior college. And it does. It makes us competitive with other universities here in California. But it really makes Simpson an affordable option, especially if they're qualifying for Pell Grant or Cal Grant. Then we could be even potentially cheaper than some other schools that they may be considering.
I think that's absolutely amazing because keeping our kids here locally is what we want to do. Because Reading is an incredible community, and what's going on all downtown
yeah,
and
yeah.
everything?
I know.
I've been here
growing.
34 years, and I just love it.
It's blowing up. We love it. And the good thing about having the kids local is that. And that this 50% off of your tuition, if you can, you know, get in on that scholarship, is that there's nothing worse, and I've seen it in my family, where you're behind student loans. I'm not talking getting behind paying them. I'm talking about, like, my brother going to med school.
Yeah.
And he didn't, I don't know, 10 years of his professional career was spent paying off med school and loans. And I may be incorrect about that many years, but so when you think about if your family doesn't put that money aside from you, not everybody's got like $300K to sit in their bank for kids that want to go to Ivy League. And I don't even know if it costs more than that. Maybe it costs more than that now, $100,000 a year.
Oh yeah, I'm sure at least because when you factor in room and board and transportation, it gets up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's just so out there. And so here you can get an education with a degree, an MBA, a master's. Simpson's providing you the opportunity to stay local and get these advanced degrees.
Absolutely. And I mean, what you guys doing and getting the word out, I think can be a tremendous asset for our community and for our kids.
Absolutely. And so you brought up another great point. We do have our Master in Business Administration. We also have the Master's in Organizational Leadership. And so for some of those programs, you know, we have other scholarship options. A lot of business relationships, people involved with the Chamber of Commerce, you know, we have other ways that we can make our graduate programs more affordable too. So.
Let's talk about, there's new buildings, something coming out with the veteran and an amphitheater
there's some construction happening on campus. So if you pull on campus, you won't miss it. We are constructing a new business and engineering building. Our engineering program is fairly new. That happened in the past couple of years. And so we need a space for them. The engineering program requires a lot of equipment for their labs and everything. So our new building is currently under construction. You can come and tour that. We've got some hard hats, so we'd love to show you around while it's being built. Tentatively hoping to open the doors to that in fall of 2026. So maybe still another year of construction, but all of our business offices will move into there. And I mean, business for the degree program. So the business office will be in there. Our engineering programs will be in there. We will also have a veteran success center, which will be in there. So all of our veterans will have a space to come and gather together. They can study in there. They can find the support that they need. And then Andrew Tuggle is the head of that program. So he's there to help them figure out their GI bills and how that can be used to pay for their schooling.
Well, I think Dr. Norm Hall has done a phenomenal job.
Applause, applause.
Applause, applause to him. And, I mean, he's just done an amazing job bringing this to the community. And it's just, you know, having a local, really, university. And he's just done an amazing job with it. And football season starts pretty soon, which is another new program he brought. So when does that start?
Yeah, I believe our first game, a home game, is August 30th. You can check out our website to see all of our athletics, but we'd love to invite anyone from the community to come see not only football, but we've got some amazing teams as well, a cross-country team, women's volleyball, men's volleyball. Our baseball team and softball teams are huge. We've got a lot of sports going on at Simpson, and we're growing, so I will have a marching band soon. Even.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, David, yeah. David, our producer, do you have an announcement?
I was there for the first touchdown at Simpson football.
Are we covering?
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
I would like to. Jacob Green would be a good announcer.
Okay, absolutely. I thought I heard that we were going to be covering some of the games.
I like that news.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, you also have bass fishing.
We do,
bass
yes.
fishing, which is amazing. And, of course, you know, I'm looking at, you know, golf. All of the things that you can, when one says, what did you, you know, what was the sports team you were on? Bass fishing.
Best in the West.
Best in the West.
Dr. Hall likes to say, best in the West.
They are an incredible team.
So much information here. You can go to Simpson University, and the Red Hawks. You can look at the, you know, find the Red Hawks out fan zone.
Linda?
Yep.
We didn't forget flag football, did we?
No, they've got flag football. Yep. Women's football.
Women's flag football is a growing Olympic
huge
sport now.
Huge
yeah. sport. Yep. And we've got some local programs that will eventually feed into that as students go through high school and graduate. They can come right to Simpson, be on our flag football team. So yeah, we're growing. There's a lot of exciting things happening.
Well, after our break, let's go into some of the nursing programs. We haven't talked about that this time.
Good.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay, we're going to take an early break here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial is my co-host. Also, you can stream this on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all of your jewelry needs. They've been with us since day one. They made our rings. We send all of our people that who are looking to, you know, maybe they have an estate piece or they've inherited something or they're looking for that special occasion piece. Four Winds Jewelry will handle it. It's a locally owned business. We love that. And they've been in business over 30-some years. December is going to be, I don't know, how many? I don't know. We're going to find out if it's maybe could be 34 years, their big anniversary. So anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, and this is KCNR. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Thursday on the 14th here of August. How are you doing? Welcome back to our morning show here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to us live on KCNR 96.5 FM. I was going to give you a quick update of the weather. We're going to have about 100 degrees today, tomorrow as well, and then we go down into the early, to the, like, night, when I say early, low 90s, 93 on Sunday and Monday. And David, you've got an announcement. We were going to talk about something. So we talk about all the stuff at the break, and I go, stop. We got to go back in the air so our listeners can hear this. David, game.
Okay, so August 30th against Lewis and Clark Valley at Foothill High School, we will be playing our first home game. And I don't bet. I don't gamble. But if I did, I would bet that would be our first win.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't that be cool to win your home game first time out? Yes.
Let's go.
August
30th.
Get your tickets now.
All right. So
How do you get tickets?
Yeah, how do you get tickets?
You could go and research up on the Simpson University website, football tickets. There's a button for tickets there.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back our special guest and from Simpson University. And can you – let's talk a little bit about you. We have this little history about you. Tell us about you.
Yeah, so I came to the Reading area about 12 years ago.
Marjorie Kennedy, by the way.
That's correct. Yeah. Came here, got married quickly after that, and we had our son, and, you know, kind of in the same boat, like, all right, I've got this young child, I'm trying to find some work, but I don't have a bachelor's degree. What should I do? So I did have an associate's, so I was able to transfer in quite a bit of credits. Got my degree in Spanish, actually, from Simpson, and quickly after graduation, I was hired to be part of the admissions team. So,
oh,
kind of came full circle.
How awesome!
So Spanish,
yes.
Do you speak? Okay. Where do you go? Do you speak it at home? Tell us. Do you teach? Were you teaching it? Did you end up teaching? What do you do with your Spanish?
Yeah, I try and practice my Spanish as often as I can. We have quite a few people on campus who speak Spanish, maybe as a second language or their primary language. So anyone I can practice speaking with, I try and take advantage of that. Simpson is a Hispanic-serving institution, so
fantastic.
That means we can support those kind of students coming from different backgrounds. A lot of times, you know, our students will be able to speak English, but a lot of times their parents, you know, maybe they haven't gone to college, and so they have a lot of questions. They might not speak much English, and so to be able to communicate with families of incoming students, it's a huge asset to have
man.
That on campus.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we hired a intern from Simpson. And,
okay.
And so as a finance, his degree was going in finance. He graduated a couple of years ago, and he was from Italy. Philip Vinciscott or something like that. Anyway, great guy, and I think he could speak about six different languages because, you know, when you're an international person like that, all the countries are so close to each other, so you just pick up all the languages.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
A polyglot.
Well, let's talk about your nursing program. That's something that we'd like to finalize this last segment with, more about the advanced opportunities for those going into nursing.
Yeah, our nursing program historically has been one of our more robust programs, pretty competitive. Some exciting changes are happening with the nursing program. We've recently increased our cohort size up to 45 students. So what this means is that we can graduate 90 nursing students every single year.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a huge need in the North State community, not only here in Reading, but in the North State, you know, in a broader term. So to be able to fill that need in the community, Simpson's responsive. Dr. Hall is listening. He wants to know what the Reading community needs. And then we want to develop those programs that can fulfill that need right here in Shasta County.
And so the good thing about it is they can go and go over to Shasta High School, get 2 years there, and then transfer to you all.
Yeah, so our students for the nursing program, they'll do it a couple of different ways. Some of them will come directly out of high school, especially those students who are very driven. Maybe they've already taken some college credits, dual enrolled while they're in high school. They'll come directly to Simpson, take maybe a couple up to 3 semesters of prerequisites, and then the nursing program itself is 5 semesters. Other times, students will come from Shasta with all those prerequisites completed, and they'll do just those 5 semesters of nursing at Simpson. So a couple of different pathways to become a nurse. It's a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. So when you graduate with that, you are qualified to be a managerial level at the hospital, so that can get you some more earning power compared to someone who just has an RN.
So do you guys get into the nurse practitioner degree there, or just does that go on?
Yeah, so I think that's a really exciting question. There's a lot of talks happening right now to develop that program. We do not currently offer the nurse practitioner, but it is on the horizon. Things have already started happening. So I couldn't give you a date when I would see that, but potentially fall 2027. Realistically, we'd love to launch that sooner, but that is something that is in the works at Simpson.
That's fantastic. That's a great pathway to go.
And so yesterday, Carl was talking to one of your associates from Simpson and talking about how admissions are up where there's a lot of other colleges and institutional learning places that are, you know, don't have high admissions. So do you think that is because of the leadership of Dr. Hall?
Yes, 100%. Dr. Hall has come in and changed things at the university. When he first arrived, you know, we weren't in a great place, and I wasn't employed there then, but I was a student then, so I know, you know, a little bit of what was going on. But the way that he pruned a lot of programs out that, you know, we only had a few students in them, so there was a lot of pain going through that pruning process. But from that, we've begun to build, and there's just so many exciting things, especially the football has really changed the, you know, the feel on campus. It makes it feel like people are really excited, and everybody, you know, it's America. We love to rally around a good football team, right?
Our granddaughter, when she was picking out where she was going to go to college, she wanted the university experience where she could go to games. She could be part of that scene. It was really important to her. Now she's getting her master's elsewhere, but, I mean, that was really a deciding factor for her. But in Tennessee, excuse me, in New Mexico, they have a, where if you stay, what is it called, lottery system, that if you go to college, your tuition is free. If you're from New Mexico and you're going to, your tuition is free.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. How do we get that in California?
You've got to do the first, well, your first year you have to hold a grade average. Excuse me.
Okay.
Your first year you pay, if you hold a certain grade average in your second from there on to your advanced degree is free. Your tuition.
Wow, that's an amazing program.
Yeah.
That is.
And I stand corrected if I am corrected. But anyway, so also in your website, I would encourage everyone to go to simpsonu.edu. Direct acceptance to the Betty M. Dean School of Nursing is a distinguished program for first-time freshmen looking to pursue their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing after completing the first three semesters of pre-nursing coursework. Students who qualified for direct acceptance will be directly admitted into the School of Nursing at Simpson Universities. But, of course, they must keep their GPA at 3.0 higher. And I would think if you're, like, driven 3.0, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's an amazing program. It is for our high school students.
Yeah.
You know they want to get into the nursing program. Nursing programs are competitive, and it's a lot of stress for those students, especially if you're transferring from a junior college to a university. So this is just a chance for them to lock in their spot. They qualify for Simpson. Depending on their GPA, they're going to get our top academic scholarships as well, so that's going to make it more affordable. But those students, they're going to apply to Simpson in their senior year of high school. They'll fill out all the necessary paperwork. Once they're admitted, then they can do an extra essay for the nursing program. And that, again, they come to Simpson. They don't have to transfer. They do their prereqs. And as soon as their prereqs are done, they know their seat in the next nursing cohort is saved for them.
I know that the community of the doctor professionals and hospitals and stuff, they are real big about trying to hire kids from Reading. And so they really reach out to try to keep the kids here. And if they have those degrees, then I think they're very opportunistic for them to get a job here.
Oh, yeah. Most of our graduating nursing students have jobs within a couple of months of graduation, if not before. So,
yeah.
Well, we thank you, Marjorie Kennedy, and Judy Maxwell. I mean, we just have about, do you have closing thoughts?
Oh my gosh, it's going so fast.
I know. That's what happened. You have a good sermon.
I tell you what, absolutely. You know? You didn't fall asleep.
I know. Really appreciate all that you do and so much that we learned today. We have to come back more and have a whole segment just on, we had our special guest too that we had to get on and talk about some upcoming dates, but talk about more about that Medicare and insurance. It really affects our lives.
It does affect our lives. And again, it's about risk management, and that's a lot of what we do. And your health is one of your big ways. Either you assume all the risk or you transfer it. Now, the nice thing about when you're on Medicare, they pick up, you know, a big part of that, but a supplement will pick up the balance that Medicare does not pick up. And so then also in your drug plan. Now, that open enrollment is coming up very, very soon, October 15th. So please, you know, get out there and look at your packets because you will get notices. So.
All right. Open your mail.
Open your mail. Open your mail. Read it.
Thank you, Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance and Financial, such a dear friend, and Marjorie Kennedy from Simpson, our Assistant Director of Non-Traditional Admissions. Thanks for being our guest today. We learned so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're signing off here. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got a great big back show as well.
And the Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.